What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 29th of May. Hope you're well, had a great day. It's the last one of the week from me to you. I've tried to start it five times. I've messed it up every single time. This time, I've got it right and we're going to keep rolling. It's driving me mad. I keep getting tongue-tied, but it's because it's been really hot. I've been out in the sun today and it's been very... what you say, I've got a nice tan, a nice colour on my face. Oh, thank you very much. But yeah, it's been beautiful weather and it's going to be really nice all weekend. Unfortunately, they're not relaxing the lockdown until Monday when everybody can get together and have barbecues with your neighbours. Unfortunately, even though it's going to be 28 degrees Saturday and Sunday, they're not doing it then. So how many people do you think are going to be flexing the rules and doing a Dominic Cummings and going, oh, my eyesight was playing up and I found myself in my neighbour's garden. I didn't know how that happened, but we seem to have had the barbecue when I thought it was my own garden. So, you know, unfortunately, the rules are there to be bended, a big fucking pole vault bend until Monday when you're allowing us to do it. Silly that they don't just give that extra day and a half. People are going to be responsible regardless. Most people, you know, still people don't want to catch the fucking virus. They just want some company while they're trying not to catch the virus. I'll be all right. I'm spending it by myself. And I can't think of a better person to spend it with, personally. You know, I can let myself, I can do what I want when I'm with myself. I can watch what I want, smoke what I want, drink what I want. But, you know, I might also find myself over the neighbour's fence, eating, joining in, even though I don't know who the fuck they are. You know, everybody, it's like a street party, isn't it, when everybody's starting to relax and that. You gotta, if you're only allowed to associate with those closest to you, then unfortunately it's my neighbours. So unfortunately for them. Anyway, the weather's going to be good, so I'm not going to be doing that. I've got plenty to be getting on with. And it includes fucking... What does it include? It includes a lot of cleaning. I know I've got to do that, but I've got to get out in the sun. I've got to keep this tam going. You've got to get rid of the lockdown fucking pale, see-through whiteness that we've all developed over the last week or two. And I'll tell you what, if you get hit by the mosquitoes that are coming, the weather's coming, but also so are an invasion of disease-ridden mosquitoes. So that's nice. I'm coming with the sun. That's the problem. When the weather gets good, it brings out the bigger and the better creepy crawlies that are emigrating around the world. And we're going to get these fuckers. And they're aggressive Asian tiger mosquitoes. So, and they carry things like Zika, West Nile virus and dengue fever. So I think I might have just changed my mind. I might not go out yet. might not go out now. I'll tell you, anything like a swarm that landed on India, what was it? Was it in, I don't know what city it was now, but a swarm of fucking locusts landed on a crop in India. And literally, you just, all you could see from fucking, it was like a biblical scene. They just ate, come down, ate everything in this fucking field and then took off. It's like robbery of like fucking on a mass scale of every single bit of food. Of these people that that's just fucking ridiculous. They needed this scarecrow that somebody's got in the garden in England. So, somebody's had a scarecrow in their garden of Michael Jackson. They've got like a proper with the thriller suit on and everything else, the curly hair. Unfortunately, he's got a black face as well. But they were, the police, somebody's complained about it. And the police have called them up and said they have to take it down. So they said, what, is it because of the black face? You know, because it's meant to be Michael Jackson. That's why we've built it. But we will take the face and change it to a white face if that's what you want. But no, it's the suit. We don't like the thriller suit or the red suit that it's got on. So you're going to have to take it down. And they're like, what? I don't fucking understand. But the police forced them to take down this Michael Jackson statue. So they've put up a Village People one instead. They put up fucking six extra ones of all gay guys, or like, you know, with the fucking the red Indian hat and the helmets and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, they just bended the rules there. Did the fucking, you know, if you can't have Michael Jackson, we'll have the Village People. What are you going to say about that? And they could just keep changing it because they'll get a complaint to somebody. They'll have to take it down and they must be ready with the next one. What's the next one going to be? Bono or somebody like that. He's a scare. He'll have fucking scare the scarecrows away. Just plague Bono through the scarecrow. You know, screaming out fucking one of his hits. I mean, U2 from the early days, they were good, but, you know, just fucking put him in a black, all-in-one leather suit and get him singing like, I can't think of a Bono hit now, but put it this way, it'd be enough to turn the mosquitoes away or anything else. The hornets, mosquitoes, spiders, worms, ants, they'll all fuck off out the garden if Bono starts talking. That's what I mean, not one of his songs. When he starts talking, giving the righteous one about the, you know, about the planet and what he's doing good for the world and all that kind of stuff. Although he means well. He's got a worms won't be on board with it, I'm afraid. The worms will just take off. They'll be like, I ain't listening to that shit. You know. Who's he to tell me what to fucking do with my money when he's a fucking multi-millionaire tax dodger? And the worms have got a point, to be fair. If the worms have got a point. And if the worms leave, that's it. The garden's fucked, for starters. And they're going to take all the, what's it called? All the birds, they're going to go because there's no worms to eat. So it's fucked it. There's no bird song. All we've got then is Bono to listen to. That is no fucking way to live, I'm afraid. So let's not have the Bono statue, scarecrow. Let's just stick with the village people for now, because that's a lot of fun. Right Said Fred, who I mentioned yesterday, that would be a good one, because that music's so shit and cheesy. Everything will fuck off again. Everything will leave, but the worms will probably stick around, because the worms will just find it, you know. They'll bob their little worm head to it. They won't understand that it's shit pop music. I think worms will be on board with it. What am I talking about? I'll tell you what. I've not even had a drink yet, but I feel like... I think the sun's gone to my head. I did see a worm earlier, that's why. It must have just popped into my head because this is all just off the cuff. Donald Trump, speaking of worms, worm heads, Donald Trump is having a war on Twitter. His only vocal mouthpiece to... his main vocal... kind of uncensored mouthpiece where we can talk to these people without the press, you know, contorting what he said. Now Twitter are getting him fact-checked, so even Twitter are dissing him and not having him speaking his mind on there without people having to say, you know, is this true or is that not true? You got to fact-check it. So he's now talking about he doesn't want... He's going to write an executive order, so he said, against social media that are trying to stifle voices from the right-hand side and fucking conservative voices. So he reckons it's not an even playing field. So he's coming out, whether he can do that or not, who fucking knows? But he's saying he's going to do it. So now he's going to be taking Twitter to task, even though they're meant to be he'll end up on Snapchat and on Instagram and on fucking... he'll be on TikTok next, doing little TikTok videos, and he'll be doing a little sing-along, you know, about, like, fake news and whatever. Maybe that's a good statue. You could have, like, a scarecrow of Donald Trump singing a song. That'll fucking scare everything away as well. Nobody will come near your house if that's going off. Or maybe him just talking, just put him on repeat, talking about, like, drinking disinfectants and... you know, about his, like, how much he loves himself and whatever. Parrots have got the hump with Donald Trump as well. There's a parrot. Somebody's got a parrot, and every time Donald Trump comes on the TV, he calls him a wanker. So whether that's been trained or not, or whether he's just picked that up himself, he just calls him a wanker. What's the... A red-tailed Congo parrot. Lucky Angel loves to turn the air blue, and she says he's sport rotten, and I've put the Sky News on at lunchtime and he kicks up a fuss. Every time he sees Trump, he loves calling him a wanker. So there you go. I can't imagine this lady, who Mary McKelvey, a 51-year-old lady, has taught a parrot to say a wanker. So I think he's just literally picked that up. It's instinct, you know, like animals work off instinct. That's his instinct to call Donald Trump that. There you go. That's a bird who's going to tell you what it is, tell you straight. Shout out to your wanker. Anyway, Bob Geldof sent 1,000 dead rats to radio DJs in America in a publicity stunt. Well, in the Boobtown Rats, if you don't know who Bob Geldof is, how do you not know who Bob Geldof is? Live Aid, check it out. But he was also in the Boomtown Rats, even though that was his band. A lot of people don't even know that he was in a band. And he sent 1,000 dead rats to lots of different radio stations around America in a publicity stunt to try and get the Boomtown Rats noticed in America. But what it did was mean that they all just fucking thought they were crazy and didn't ever play them on the radio. So he fucked it up. It was a publicity stunt that went wrong, almost like putting a Donald Trump or a Bono scarecrow in your front garden. That's how bad it was. So he ordered them from the New York sanitation and sent them around from there. How the fuck? I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Maybe I should try something like that for this podcast. Think of a way of getting myself out there with a crazy publicity stunt or whatever. Or maybe I'll just say something offensive on here and it'll get picked up by somebody and sent around, and then I'll get put noticed for my infamy instead. Whichever, I don't care, whichever it works, as long as it gets a lot more listeners that are on here now at the moment, because I'm talking to, I can count most of my listeners on my toes, and I've got a lot of toes, I've got to tell you. I've got a lot more toes than I should have, let's put it that way. Only because I'm seeing double at the minute, because the sun's gone to my head. I'm seeing worms, I'm seeing toes, I'm seeing fucking Michael Jackson scarecrows. I'm thinking of building a scarecrow now after all that. That's a good idea. I can have like one with who would I have as a scarecrow if I built one? At the moment, I don't think it would have to be a happy scarecrow, I think. Who would I have as a scarecrow? I'm talking myself into a cul-de-sac now. I don't know who I'm going to have. I'm going to think about that for a minute. I'm going to come back. If I was to build myself a scarecrow, Tyson Fury has revealed the actor he would most likely to play him in a film. Tyson Fury? I thought it was fucking Mike Tyson. I read this earlier, I'll put it out. Because it's Denzel Washington is the answer. I thought Mike Tyson had said that, and I thought I can see that. You know, when Denzel Washington's like put on a bit of weight, shaves his head, he could probably play. They're a similar age. He could probably play him. But I've just read it now, and it's Tyson Fury has revealed that the actor that he would most like to play. So that's fucking strange. I don't get that. Why does he want him to play? That's never going to work. Because that's a black man playing a white guy. That's like not going to work. Because I don't think you can have a white guy playing a black guy now. Or, not without fucking it being frowned upon or whatever else. So it probably wouldn't work in reverse either. So I'm not sure. He'll have to play Tyson, Mike Tyson, as you know, to bridge the gap or to like, I can't think of the fucking word now. My voice is, my words are getting tongue-tied. He'll have to play Mike Tyson instead. Anyway, let's put it that way. Damn screen went funny again. Right, let's keep rolling. A water company is urging customers to take a 4-minute shower instead of a bath as fears grow of a hosepipe ban. So a few days of nice sunshine and all of a sudden the floodwaters of fucking months and months and months of rain of a few months ago has obviously disappeared. Never plain sailing in England. So if you want to do your bit for the environment and you're the kind of person who likes to lie in the bath with a big fat spliff and a glass of wine listening to your reggae, you're going to think, how can I do it, you know, in a 4-minute shower? Maybe you can have a pipe of weed and a shot of tequila, something like that. But you're probably likely to fall out of the fucking shower, wrapped in the shower curtain, bang your head and off to A&E. So don't take my advice. Just be careful. You do you. Have less baths at the very least. I don't even have a bath, but I'm going to get on board and do my bit. I don't have any fucking bubble bath, that's why. If I had some bubble bath, you wouldn't keep me out of the fucking thing. Anyway, a top spoke scientist has busted the theory that it's ghosts that scare us in creepy places. He's trying to say that it's like sounds coming from cars and stuff like that have travelled, sound waves. So when you're in some fucking crazy, you know, stately home thinking you can see a ghost, it's kind of sound waves or what making your goosebumps or your hair stand on end. It's those kind of things. I'm not going to get on board with that. I don't believe it. I think that's. I like to believe in ghosts. I like the. And plus, ghosts have been around a lot longer than cars have, I'm afraid. What about the fucking headless horseman? He's. How do you explain that? What about you know? Most ghosts are from before cars, because they're all like from the olden days, especially in stately homes. So I'm sorry, but he's talking out his ass, and if he's trying to ruin, you know, ruin a good horror film or a good scary story with some kind of scientific explanation. But you know, us purists are going to carry on believing in ghosts. And I'll tell you what, I've got a fucking ghost in here anyway. It swung the door open a few times when I'm doing this podcast. Especially when I started talking about staring at boobs. There was a story in the paper that staring at boobs can improve your, what was it? Make your life, improve your lifespan or something like that. Or make you happier. So anyway, and the door swung open. So I think he was trying to earwig. Oh yeah, is that right? I'll fucking... go and look out the window then and see, watch a few boobs walk past. Next thing you know, one of my neighbours is going to go, who's that spooky fucking looking fellow at your window last night? Because it wasn't you. And I'll be like, oh my God, that's right. It was the boob ogling ghost. Fuck knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's keep going. A British, a trainee accountant. Oh no, let's do these... his last one, a playboy who owns the ex-MI5 headquarters plans to turn it into the highest end hotel in the world. So fucking nice to be in the money like that. I couldn't even imagine fucking turning my spare room into a fucking, you know, a decent Airbnb. That's where I'm trying to look out for money. He's like talking about buying the ex-MI5 headquarters and turning it into one of the fucking most prestigious places to live in the world. That's another fucking planetary experience for me. But he's obviously got a lot of money. He's paid $140 million for the building. He hasn't even started fucking doing any work on it yet. Might have to get to know the guy. See how he's done it. I bet he weren't doing it from fucking a podcast or from reviewing the news in a comedic fashion and talking about boob ogling ghosts. Anyway, I'm going to have to start upping my fucking game, I think, before I start getting into those kind of circles. Anyway, this guy who tried to get into those kind of circles, you know, a trainee accountant who stole £60,000 from his firm to blow on 6 months of hard drinking hedonism. So at least he didn't waste it. He had a fucking very good time. He faked invoices and fritted away 40 grand having a good time. He spent 10 grand on a BMW and 9 grand towards his mortgage. So he did a little bit of sensibility, putting something towards, or a bit of sensible action, and put some towards his mortgage. The rest, he just fucking had a fucking great time. That would have been a lot of fun. All right, it wasn't his money, but hopefully they're a really expensive firm and they've got the money to lose, because then I can just go, you know, white collar crime, and you can't beat a good fucking, you know, a bit of fucking swindling into your bank account and then just having a fucking party of a lifetime. It must have been great. I bet he'll remember that for the rest of his life. You know, all right, he's got to pay it back. They told him he's got to pay it back. He's got a 2-year suspended sentence, which basically means he hasn't really fucking got it. He hasn't been back to prison. And he's got to pay back. They've even said anything. They've not said anything about it. I think I've ripped it out where we might have to pay anything back. So I'm just going to believe that he doesn't have to pay it back. So good on him. He had a great time. Shame about the booking business, but I'm hoping they're a big, rich company. They're doing things like investing in Playboy mansions where they can afford to lose the 60 grand. Anyway, last one, a supercar. Supercar fans can now buy a top-of-the-range Lamborghini at a more affordable price by building it out of Lego. So I couldn't imagine a fucking worse car than having a Lamborghini. That's just like, you know, cheesy bastard stamped all over it. That's the kind of thing that this Playboy guy drives. Nice-looking cars. I like the ones from the 80s, don't get me wrong. What's the ones... is it Countach? The ones from the 80s, that fucking squared off looking one. They look the bollocks, but they look the bollocks on the fucking, on a track or, you know, in a photo. But driving around the street, they just look No, they look the bollocks. What am I saying? They do look great, but you can't help but fucking stand out like a sore knob driving a Lamborghini through the street when everybody else has got a little fucking, you know, Golf or a little Mini or something else, and then you're driving that. Everyone just thinks, you fucking arsehole, look at him, he's dripping with money. A little bit of jealousy creeping in. That's because I've got to build one out of Lego. That's the closest thing I'm going to ever get to having a Lamborghini. Not unless this podcast takes off and then I've got a Lamborghini, I've got a fucking flat in the headquarters of the MI5 mansion, and then I'm blowing $60,000 every night on parties for fucking... You're all invited. Come along. We've got fucking big, massive spliffs in the bath, and it's going to be a big old fucking sweaty affair. It's going to be lots of good music, and there's going to be boob-ogling ghosts, and there's going to be lots of fun party, and fuck knows, I'm fucking gone dizzy now. The sun has definitely gone to my head. I'm leaving it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.